It's a football. It's a football.
If you don't know football, you shouldn't be with a microphone in your hand.
Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the Sensible Football Podcast. This is Tariq joining you along with Vishal.
Hey guys.
And we are joining you literally minutes after the big game, the final game of the weekend. And that game, of course, was one of the biggest fixtures in the Premier League, in the English First Division, in the English game, really. And that would be Liverpool-Manchester United. We will talk about that game. And we are recording just minutes after the final whistle because I wanted to make sure we bottle all the rage that Vishal is about to spew into this podcast. Given what we just saw transpire at Anfield. Liverpool 3, United 1. Liverpool winning a big game, a fixture they have been struggling to win for quite a while. We discussed in the preview, Vishal, that I was telling you the pet theory that Liverpool are not title contenders until they beat United, regardless of the quality of the teams, regardless of where they are in terms of the positions on the table. They did that tonight. They made it harder than it ideally probably should have been. But Vishal, let's focus on what you really wanted to talk about, which is the surprising lack of gumption and fight from Manchester United. And this is unusual for a Manchester United team traveling to Anfield.
Absolutely. Let's be clear here. These two teams are the reason why English football is at the stage, at the level, and at the height of popularity, because of Manchester United versus Liverpool. And that means when the players come to play for this game, they put their heart and soul out there. And this United team, in our pre-show, we spoke about how United always rise to the occasion against Liverpool, irrespective of the position in the table. And this United team, I really thought would come out there and fight. And then I saw the starting 11, and I thought Mourinho lost it at the starting 11, because the starting 11 was not what was best for Manchester United. The starting 11 was not the best 11 who was supposed to go out there and play and win this game. This starting 11 was him, you know, choosing, picking his ego over anything else, because the best, let's be clear, Liverpool's weakness is midfield. And the minute United would have put in a Paul Pogba, for example, in that midfield, even on his worst day, he will give in that Liverpool midfield a tough time because of how good he is. And he did not even make it to the starting 11. And the way the team was lined up, there was no linkage between defence and attack. There was absolutely no chance of starting an attack from defence. And you could see it, United was just hoisting the ball from defence, and it was absolutely atrocious the way they played, the way they set up. They had no clue. They could not string through three passes together throughout the game. They were running aimlessly, they were passing aimlessly, they were curling aimlessly, and not for David De Gea's a couple of crucial saves. It would have been perhaps 3-0 in the first 20 minutes, and Liverpool were wasteful. If you had 35 shots on goal and had only 3 goals, that's a sign of wastefulness and inefficiency, to be honest, to be clear. But this game and the one goal that United scored was purely a function of Liverpool's mistake and nothing to do with United's effort or their style of football or anything. And at a basic level, Fabinho picked out passes from midfield for fun.
Almost like a training session.
Liverpool into bad passes. They weren't trying to, you know, put pressure on the player with the ball, and there is no way you can logically explain this. And at halftime, you really thought, okay, Mourinho might look up and say, okay, I got this wrong. Let me put on my ball out there, and guess what?
Since you bring up halftime, Vishal, it was interesting that at halftime, United, with a slice of luck, but at least the point being the scoreboard, and Mourinho always likes to point this out, that the scoreboard is the eventual arbiter of all things. So the scoreboard read 1-1. And surely, I honestly thought that he would go back to Paul Pogba despite whatever claims that he may have made.
Some of the things that they had in the game once that lucky goal had went in, and we really did have them for the taking. And guess what we did? We brought in another player who did not add any value in terms of what we were lacking in the game. Yes, he made a few crucial defensive blocks, but but that was not what we were lacking. That was not what we needed. We needed somebody who could be the link, who would demand the ball in a situation like this, and who would try to start attacks in a game like this. And it was so atrocious. I could not believe. And even worse is his sheer ego to not bring him on at any point in the game. And even when we went 2-1 down, he did not bring him out, and he just got it so wrong. And I'm sorry, but you cannot run a football club on your ego. At which point is Jose Mourinho bigger than Manchester United? I don't understand. I do not understand what Edward Gold is sitting there and holding on for, because
and definitely not bigger than a game of this stature, a game at Anfield, a game that both Sir Alex and Sir Kenny Dalglish were in attendance of.
Absolutely. And when you look at, and if you look at Sir Alex Ferguson sitting there, like, be respectful to one what he did, be respectful to what Kenny Dalglish did, because the least you can do is put your best 11 out there. After that, whatever happens, but the least you can do is give United a chance. He did not give United a chance with 11 he put out there, and this might sound like a rant, but this is technically true. United did not have a chance with the 11 that were out there, because there was Liverpool bossed them in every part of the game.
And this is one point we discussed as well during the game, Vishal. We were noticing how United were looking like a relegation-threatened team that was visiting Anfield, getting completely bossed in their own area.
By the 55th minute, Liverpool had 12 corners against a Manchester United team. United had one shot on goal, which was the goal, which was ironically a mistake from Alisson. And United's first corner came in the 70th minute, which looked like the only chance that they could have to score against Liverpool. They did not make Liverpool's defense uncomfortable, not even for a second. If Klopp had to wake up in the morning and wish for something, this was the kind of performance that he could wish for from any opponent, not just from Manchester United, from any opponent. Because honestly, weaker teams or smaller teams have come to Anfield, put in a far bigger, account of themselves than what Manchester United did today. And
we are talking about you, Everton.
Performance, I do not know what will embarrass them if they've not seen any sort of beyond pure shame in terms of the sheer performance they put out there. I don't think you should be wearing that shirt, because let's be clear, this was Liverpool you're playing against. This was a performance game, irrespective of your 19th at the table or first at the table, you put your best foot out there, but guess what you all did? The manager was pitiful, his decisions were pitiful, and the players who were put out there were beyond pitiful. Lukaku, I don't know what he does. Ranking said perfectly well at half time. Lukaku is the one person who's making good passes look bad. I do not know what value anybody at this point has in this team at this point in time. It was just heartbreaking, honestly, from a Liverpool point, United fan point of view. Then you did not see 1 minute of fight from this United team, and I honestly could have Liverpool. As much as it sucks to accept it, but Liverpool did boss this game. Liverpool should have won this game and put this away in the first 20 minutes of the game. Yes, ideally, they should be more efficient. We could have absolutely given a thrashing to United and only upward from here. And going back to the top of the table in the pressure situation is nothing but going upward from here.
All right, and let's just spend a minute on Liverpool. In fact, that they themselves made it a little difficult for their own sake with their wastefulness, but credit to Klopp, who's been pretty successful against Mourinho in general, but today bringing out the changes in the second half, and the changes working like a charm. Shaqiri comes on, scores 2 goals within 10 minutes, and the deal is sealed.
Yeah, I think Klopp really did put his best 11 out there. The fact that he did not start with a Henderson, but started with Wijnaldum, Keita, and Fabinho showed why he started with them, and they did absolutely boss this game. Fabinho, I think, just put on his best performance in a Liverpool shirt. Keita was busy, and while Salah was possibly not at his best, a lot of credit to Mane, and the finish was absolute world class, the pass was absolute world class, and Robertson, again, I think, possibly the best left-back in Europe in the last 1.5 years because of sheer consistency, and that's a big statement to make, but I genuinely believe it, because consistency is underrated in the current day in
And this is somebody who had a huge role midweek in a pressure game, and then coming to the end of the week to play in another big pressure game, and both put performances of that intensity.
Absolutely. I even want to give a special call to Klein, because this is possibly his first game in a very, very long time. He's playing in Anfield for the first time after 2017, and to be put on the same flank as Rashford and pretty much not be troubled by him throughout the game. Great performance put in by Klein as well. So the Liverpool team did what they had to do. Everybody stuck to the task, except Paul, possibly Alisson, and Alisson possibly needs to go a little bit on his cockiness, because he was trying to attract too much attention from the word go, and possibly paid I'm sure Klopp gave a sounding for that. And as you will see, that in the second half he was clearly just kicking the ball at every given chance. So well played to Liverpool, very well played. Fabinho again put in a great shift, so this was a good all-round team performance. But United did nothing to make them uncomfortable.
And they can only build on from here, because this then becomes that sort of marker that one has to lay if you are mounting a title charge. And
the one criticism we've been giving this season is Liverpool have not turned up against the big teams. And as much as United have not played like a big team in any sense, way, this was a big game with a big team. And Liverpool definitely put down a marker saying, listen, we're on top of the table. We played like a top of the table squad. And
right, and we'll of course be keeping a track of that trajectory, whether it goes upward or anywhere else, as we will for the other teams as well. But for today, like I said, this is going to be a stream of consciousness podcast where we're trying to channel the post-match thoughts very, very soon after the match. That is all the time we have, Vishal. You can find us, of course, on Twitter at SenSoccer. You can subscribe to us on any of the podcasting platforms that you use, or find us on Audioboom at audioboom.com/channel/soccer-sense. And we leave you with the... and we leave you with the thought that the moment on the Soccer Sense group, I messaged Vishal saying United look like a relegation threatened team. Vishal replied back saying, I was thinking exactly the same thing just this moment. So it was just that kind of a day. All right, and we'll see you guys next time.